What do you think all of this means? You saw, no doubt, Jason's report on this about some of these open government sites going dark. The concern that groups like the Sunlight Foundation have is that this data now is pretty much funneled into these sites at the exclusion of that information being found other places. Do you think that's founded? Do you think this is as big a deal as it sounds like on the surface?
Well, it varies on some of the sites. Certainly USA Spending needs to really progress as one point of finding information. It's got to move beyond just awards to actual expenditures. In other words, the fact that you get to get a contract, especially for large of these, you know, these multi-award IDIQ contracts, doesn't mean that you get the payout on all that contract. It's really what does the government spend that ought to be that focus. So I'm a big supporter of that, but at the end of the day, when you look at the initiatives in the eGov fund, I suspect what's happening here is everybody's got more pressure on available funds, and you got to really make the business case on what does it mean relative to the benefit. It's pretty hard to do that in the early stages of data.gov and payment accuracy. And quite frankly, I'm not sure that there is a clear business case. Everybody wants the stuff to be transparent. But there's a lot of things we want about government to be transparent, and a website doesn't change some of the management philosophies. And so, I think it's really incumbent on folks inside the administration when they put forward their budget, whether it's for one of these initiatives or any others, to clearly articulate a measurable value proposition.
And you're shaky on the fact that they've done so far?
Right.
All right. What would you hear from them that would make you say, okay, now I get it, and now I see the commitment that I don't see right now?
Well, I think clearly folks like Vivek and Dave McClure do a terrific job explaining the value of these sites within the community. But when you go to the external communities, the folks on the Hill on the Appropriations Committee or people outside of the government reform or IT agenda, they're looking for what does it really mean. Let's take the IT dashboard. Vivek's claim is that it saves $3 billion, but the IT budget hasn't gone down, and so you get these kind of prima facie questions from the Hill. What do you mean you save $3 billion? Where is the savings? And we had to deal with the same thing in the Bush administration. And so you're looking for what money was rescinded as a result of the use of this tool, or what cycle time was improved. How much faster could government react? Did you prevent it from being spent? And so these are the tough questions that are what somebody outside of our community may ask for. And I just think it's very incumbent to go back and look at a basic business case type approach to justifying these investments.
If we go back to that, then, if we go back to the root of it, and for example, I had the Sunlight Foundation on the other day and mentioned what the gist of that conversation was as you came on the air with me. Are these sites, do you think, then, that critical in the distribution of this information to citizens that it's worth making that business case?
Well, I don't think there's any question with respect to USA Spending. I mean, the reality here is over the time since the Federalist Papers were written, use of media to make available to the public information on how government spends the public's money increasingly is accelerating. And, first it was the printing press. As I've looked at other countries around the world, having transparency into how government money gets spent, who's receiving it, what results are they delivering, always benefits the quality of government service and the cost of government. So I believe that's a major thing, at least in a philosophical or a public policy arena. Now, getting that to the business case to say you need to spend $10 or $20 million in order to generate that value without having that clear line of sight to how this generates value and accountability really does take kind of a leap of faith. And, if you're the Sunlight Foundation or OMB Watch, you're a consumer of that data, so it's clear you have a vested interest. As Jason reported and Tim Young mentioned, you may not have a strong constituency, and Congress listens to its constituency. What I would suggest is that there are a lot of folks in the government reform movement that may not be organized by anything more than some of these tea parties. And I haven't seen the ambition in the administration to reach out to the Tea Party groups and present this data and show them how to use this data for the kind of public engagement that we really need here.
I'm having a really hard time envisioning the Tea Party groups and people from the administration sitting down and talking about anything. And that's unfortunate, because I think what you're saying is makes a lot of sense, Mark.
Well, you know, let's face it, the Tea Parties are a broad range of groups. Some of them are fiscal conservatives and some of them are social conservatives. So I'm not saying as a blanket statement it is the Tea Party. What I'm saying is that there are an awful lot of people in the public that are interested in what's happening with their money being spent. And they're not necessarily an organized group. Some of these Tea Party movements were the genesis of organizing some of that feeling. And those groups need and want the data, and it's in everybody's interest to make sure that we're working off of a set of high-quality data as these deliberations move forward.
I've got about 30 seconds left, Mark, and a bunch of people have asked me, what's Mark Forman doing now that he's left KPMG? Plug your website so people can go and find out what you're up to.
Well, what I'm up to is simplifying government transactions, and we're starting with grants and the research community. EasyGrantFiling.com. Letter E, letter Z, grantfiling.com is our website. It explains what we're doing and our first product set into simplifying the reporting burden on grants administrators and researchers in the university community.
All right, I'll link it up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Thanks for being on with me today.
Thanks very much. It's always good to talk with you.
Mark Forman, former eGov administrator. You can find out more about what he's up to now through that website that's linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.